Oh, that's High Fidelity, and that's the original words of that song, Will the Circle Be Unbroken? And nice to hear them do it. Nice to hear her contributing to both those bands. Two different approaches to the music of Karina Rose Logsdon. Just lovely. We're going to hear from my French friend now, a New Caledonian resident now, but definitely based in France, Jean-Luc Leroux, fine mandolin player and guitar player. Many albums to his name, plays a lot of music. Like many people outside mainstream bluegrass, we play something that I was talking to a friend at the folk festival, and I said a lot of my music is ish music. The band that I play with at the festival with my sons and grandson is bluegrass-ish. When I play country music, it's country-ish. We play sort of folkish music. And we tend to adapt our music to our own tastes and to our audiences too. And Jean-Luc Leroux is a master of that. He's mixed his mandolin in with country music and his particular style of vocal treatment, and it comes across with some great songs. This is from the album Ma Mando et Moi. This is really for those of you who speak French, really. And he laughs at my accent. I can't speak French at all. He's got some great musicians on that, on the album. Mike Bubb is playing bass, Matt Hoover on fiddle, Rob Ikes on dobro, Butch Robbins on banjo, Guthrie Trapp on electric guitar, Doug Jernigan on pedal steel, Larry Atamanuk on drums, if those things are featured in the track that I've got here. Let's listen to Jean-Luc Leroux, and the song is called Les Nuits de Nashville. Sounds like this.
Près de Broadway centre-ville, je sors d'une jam extrémophile et je sens ta main dans la mienne. Les nuits de Nashville ont une histoire où amour et musique s'entendissent. C'est en son sein qu'on pourrait voir l'union de deux âmes complices. Sourire et une balade dans la ville, de grands yeux bleus pour me séduire, éclairant ces nuits volatiles. Les nuits de Nashville ont une histoire où amour et musique sont en lice. C'est en son sein qu'on pourrait voir l'union de deux âmes complices. Concert de folie, après le spectacle, je vais chez des amis. Je t'ai cherché, je t'ai retrouvé là. Les nuits de Nashville ont une histoire où amour et musique sont en lice. C'est en son sein qu'on pourrait voir l'union de deux âmes complices. Je rôde près de Broadway centre-ville et je retrouve ton ombre gracile et je reprends ta main dans la mienne. Les nuits de Nashville ont une histoire. Amour et musique sont en lice. C'est en son sein qu'on pourrait voir l'union de deux âmes complices.
Jean-Luc Leroux, Les Nuits de Nashville. And as you can hear, he's a fine singer and a fine mandolin player and a great arranger. He always likes a particular arrangement for his songs, and that worked out really well. Sounded excellent at the end there with the mandolin and the banjo by Butch Robbins there. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'd like to say hello to all the people listening on Access Radio stations throughout New Zealand. Access Radio stations do a great job of getting music to the people. And while I was at the Wellington Folk Festival, I met Mitch Park and Robin, who are folkies as about the same age as I am and go way back in the music. And Mitch and Robin present shows over Radio Hawke's Bay, as it's called now, some folk music shows. It was great to talk to them, other radio presenters in still actively involved in the music, and that's a good way to be. And so it was delightful to talk to them. So this show comes to you from Free FM 89.0 in Hamilton, New Zealand, but it also goes on access radio stations like the Raglan Community Station, just to the west coast beside Hamilton, Plains FM in Christchurch, Arrow FM in the Wairarapa, Radio Southland, Otago Access Radio, Wellington Access Radio, and Radio Hawke's Bay, where Mitch and Robin work from for their folk music show. Thank you all the people who listen on radio throughout New Zealand. The show comes on at all sorts of odd hours at different times of the day and night, and appreciate you leaving it on when Back Porch Bluegrass comes on. Also on the Access Radio stations in Canada, we do a swap deal, and some of the shows get swapped. And the Back Porch Bluegrass gets on CFBX in Kamloops, British Columbia, The Voice of Bombay in Newfoundland, Radio Fanshawe in London, Ontario, and Prince George in British Columbia. Thanks very much for listening to Back Porch Bluegrass in Canada. People in the USA might listen on Bluegrass Planet Radio or the Southern Branch Bluegrass and Gospel Show, and all sorts of different ways you can hear Back Porch Bluegrass. And of course, those people listening on podcasts, either from Free FM direct, and you can start at 10 o'clock at night, New Zealand time, is when, on Tuesday nights, that's when the new show comes out. You can listen live, or they have a back library of lots of shows, and you can listen to any of them. iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Podbean, lots of different ways you can listen. I appreciate the fact that I offer to come to you on your morning walk or your motorbike ride or your exercise with the dog or just lying inside looking at the rain, which we've been doing for the last few weeks. But it's a lovely sunny day today. Let's get on with the bluegrass. Here's Jim Greer and the Makachee Valley folks again with the tune Deep Elm Blues. And this is sort of one of those songs that's about a fairly nefarious area of downtown where you can get into trouble pretty easily. And actually, it doesn't sound like the sort of thing that they should be singing about as a family band, but I guess you just pick the songs that work for your band. Deep Elm Blues. I know Doc Watson does a great version of that. And then after that, we'll have a fiddle tune from Michael Cleveland with the Cumberlands called Run Boy Run. Here they come.
When you pull down in Deep Elm, just have a little fun. Better have $15
to you called Run Boy Run. Let's hear from Alison Krauss again now from the album. Make sure I get it right. I've got that old feeling. I don't know how she's got the old feeling. She's only 18 years old when she did this. I think they should have re-released the album called I've Got That Young Feeling. Anyway, this is a song called Endless Highway, one of her great songs, really. She's playing fiddle, doing the vocals. Jeff White on guitar again. Jerry Douglas on dobro. Sam Bush, mandolin. Dave Pomeroy on bass. And Alison Brown added in on banjo. And here's Alison Krauss. A very young Alison Krauss with the song Endless Highway. Now, if you're at the festival in Wellington last weekend, about 10 days ago now, you would have heard the Trendwoods play, and that's myself with two sons, Sam and Tim, and grandson Tyler. Sam plays guitar, writes most of the songs, and sings most of the leads. Tim plays double bass and sings tenor harmony and occasional lead. Tyler sings harmony. He's my grandson and the father of my two great-granddaughters, and he plays a sort of stand-up percussion, kick drum, jangly thing on a stand and a shaker, and we get this boom chicka boom chicka boom chicka boom chicka boom chicka coming right through, and we have a lot of fun, and we did our own concert for 1 hour. I did a banjo or music workshop, and we were in the final concert, which we finished off and got everyone up on stage. We had a great time, bit of a rave up really, and I think Tony Burt, the organiser, great dobro player, he came up and joined us, and we did a couple of tunes there. I haven't got those recorded, I think we'll play a tune. This is what you might have heard if you'd come along to the Trendwoods. Once again, as I've described, this is bluegrass-ish music, and we did this song. And one called Good Lord, and it's always good fun song playing, good fun playing with them, lots of energy in the music, I really enjoy that. So here's the Trendwoods with Good Lord.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Something inside me is telling me
Well, we're having some trouble with that track there, and I won't persist with it. That's the sort of sound that you might have heard if you were at Wellington Folk Festival. Beautiful place, Brooklyn Outdoor Education Centre, out from Wainui, Umata. And I'll just get myself sorted out here without that track there, and then we'll get going again. Well, that was a trend was at this last 60th anniversary, but if you were at one of the earlier celebrations of Wellington folk music in the 1960s, you might have heard the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band doing this song. This is one called Walking Down the Line, which we borrowed from the Dillards for sure, and sounds like this. Alan Rose taking the lead vocal.
Walking down the line, I'm walking down the line, my feet'll be flying to tell about my troubled mind. I got a heavy-headed gal, I got a heavy-headed gal, I got a heavy-headed gal, she ain't a feeling well, she's better, only time will tell. Well, I'm walking down the line, I'm walking down the line, I'm walking down the line, my feet'll be a-flying to tell about my troubled mind. Yeah. My money comes and goes, my money comes and goes, my money comes and goes, and rolls and flows, and flows and rolls through the holes in the pockets of my clothes. Walking down the line, I'm walking down the line, I'm walking down the line, my feet'll be a-flying to tell about my troubled mind. I see the morning light, I see the morning light. Well, it's not because I'm an early riser, I couldn't get to sleep last night. Well, I'm walking down the line, I'm walking down the line, I'm walking down the line, my feet'll be a-flying to tell about my troubled mind. Well, I'm walking down the line, I'm walking down the line, I'm walking down the line, my feet'll be a-flying to tell about my troubled mind.
Oh, that's a great song. Well, we've just about come to the end of Back Porch Bluegrass for another session. It's been all over the place, hasn't it? A bit of a ramble through some bluegrass music for you. I ought to call this Bluegrass Ramble, but I think that name's already been taken. We're going to go out with Scott Vestal and Co. playing a fiddle tune that I've often wondered why it was called what it was, and it's called Forked Deer. And I looked up the meaning for the title, and it first was published as a fiddle tune in 1839. That's a long time ago. It's almost 200 years ago it was published as a fiddle tune, but the most widely cited origin story is that it comes from the killing of a buck deer with unusual forked antlers in Tennessee in 1785. But the title could also be linked to the Forked Deer River in West Tennessee, which is a waterway with historical significance. So Forked Deer, that's a name. The name is probably more complicated than the tune is, but here's the boys playing it to take us out. Thanks very much for tuning into Back Porch Bluegrass. Do it again next week too. See ya. Bye.
You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, British Columbia. We are diverse, independent, and yours.
Radio is a lot like a voyage by hot air balloon. A little bit antiquated, you don't get to pick exactly where you're going, and things might get a little weird. But if you trust the force that's guiding you, by the end of the trip, you're exactly where you're meant to be. Donate now at cjsffunddrive.ca or text DONATE to 778-782-2573 to fill CJSF's Fun Drive hot air balloon and help us rise higher and reach further.